Here I go. Here I go. Here I go again. Good day and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Podcast. I want to start off by saying if you celebrate the 4th of July, happy celebration. If you're glad you just got the day off, I accept that also. Hey, let's get ready to have a podcast. We're going to talk about a few things today. Stand by.
Light nigga, dog nigga, foe nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
My name is
still nigga. I like that second one. Light nigga, dog nigga, foe nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
And just in case you're wondering, that's really your 4th of July message if you are an American of color. Hey, let's get back to my podcast today. Today I want to address two or three issues, and I'm going to start off with my base, being postal. And what I want to talk to you about this morning is what they call a nifty clerk. This is an APWU job title. Now, I got to tell you, it seems like the unions on mail handler and the APWU side just rush to make people regulars. And I think sometimes, now I'm talking as a retired person, so put a little seasoning on what you're hearing. I think sometimes unions just try to increase the regular membership, even if it sells out some benefits for the regulars, in order to keep the membership as high as possible. Well, with that nifty clerk, yeah, you know, I'm retired, but I had to break the contract out and the collective bargaining agreement for the APWU out so I can address this issue intelligently. First, I'd like to say the APWU, just like mail handlers, but we're going to talk APWU this morning, have negotiated a position that's been here for a while called a nifty clerk. Now, what that really is, that would be tantamount to the flexible regular on the mail handler side. Here's a clerk position. It's a big job that can be scheduled for 30 to 48 hours. Now, excuse me, I thought regular in itself, just that title, guarantees you 40 hours, but I guess I was a little mistaken. One of the things about this nifty clerk is if you are what they call a glorified PTF, you're not a PSC, you're one step up, you're like a glorified PTF. And even though the position requires a schedule, set number of hours, you can actually receive a bid that entitles you to less than 40 hours a week on this nifty clerk. They only use nifty clerks in associate offices. You see, in the plant or in mail processing, they have what you call function one and function four. Both functions are exclusively clerk operations, but the clerk operation in function one means those hours are in plant operations. If you're in a clerk operation and you're out in one of the associate offices, that's what's considered function four. So the nifty clerk that's already been negotiated as part of the contract and is a bid job can only be used in associate offices. That job entitles that clerk to set day off, set hours, minus overtime, naturally. But what I'm hearing is some of the managers out in the station haven't taken the time to read what that position is. I speak to clerks on a daily basis out in associate offices, and I'm hearing that they are taking that nifty position and they are bastardizing these work hours. If the clerk is scheduled to work six today, well, the manager says, well, we're only going to give you four. Or you're supposed to come in at 10. Well, today I want you to come in at 4 in the morning. And let me tell you, clerks, they can do that. But hear me very clearly. They can change a nifty schedule every week. It just has to be done by the Wednesday preceding the week of the change. So now in the contract, they've got an out if they want to manipulate and consistently change your schedule. But they have to do it by the Wednesday of the preceding week. Once that Wednesday passed, you have set hours. The duties can be a little ambiguous, but you have set start time and set end times, again, minus overtime. And I'm understanding that in the associate offices, they're not respecting that schedule. They're looking at a nifty clerk like a PTF, and I'll probably be doing an EEO, which I'm trying so hard to get away from, out in a few of the associate offices, the nifty position. So even though I'm retired, I guess when you've been doing something so long, I'm trying to get away from it. But every time I leave, they just keep pulling me back. So that's a nifty clerk. And listen, if you want additional information on it, look in your collective bargaining agreement. Look in the J-Kim, Article 7.1. And then you can read it also in the MOU, which is the Memorandum of Understanding between the APWU and the United States Postal Service. Now, let me stay right on that tune for a minute, because most of you are probably not aware that there is a case going on right now, National Letter Carriers Association, and employees working on Sunday. Now, hear me well, because the Supreme Court just passed a ruling that employers are going to be more understanding, I'm paraphrasing, on employees on observing religious holidays or religious days of religion, however you want to phrase that. If you are a 7-day Adventist, you need Saturday off because that's their holy day. If you are of different religions, the post office has been somewhat respecting it. But now it's a Supreme Court ruling. And the reason I bring that up to postal employees is right now there's a case going on that a letter carrier was forced to work on Sunday. I'm giving you the short of the case. Right now they're hearing it at the final step. And based on what the Supreme Court just ruled, the individual who has that suit or that claim against the post office, they should win that. And if that case is won, it is important because now, just like the post office make exceptions for some religions, they're going to make them for all religions now. So, in other words, what I'm saying is, if Sunday is the day that you go to church and post office gives consideration to other religious days, then they're going to give your day, which would be Sunday, the same consideration. I'm going to close this podcast with another ruling that the Supreme Court just handed down. If you are universities, the Supreme Court just grossly relaxed the affirmative action plan for some of the for all of the universities. And what I mean is, if you are a person of color, there was a time when they had to put affirmative action in place. In other words, there was a law that forced you not to discriminate on someone's color. Now, I'm going to say I don't agree with the Supreme Court ruling, because if I had to put a law or an action in place to make you come in compliance, once I relaxed that law, what do you think you're going to do? You're going to go back to what you did before the law was in place. And when the Supreme Court just relaxed the affirmative action in schools, the bottom line is that's going to mean people of color are going to have a harder time getting into some of your more prestigious Ivy League universities. And I want to say that it's sad in 2023 that we still have to fight that. I want to go on record as saying every school should have their criteria. And if you meet that criteria, then it becomes a pure selection process. It should not be if you meet that criteria, but we've already have our quota of students of color, then you can't go there. No, if you meet the criteria, then you go through the selection process like everyone else. That's just me. So listen, enjoy your 4th of July. I particularly, as you get older and you read and you understand history, some people really don't have anything to celebrate on the 4th of July. But nonetheless, understand that in our postal service, that nifty clerk is a glorified PTF, and management can change your hours. They just have to notify you the Wednesday preceding the week. And keep an eye out on the postal policies with respect to religious observations. Again, following a Supreme Court ruling, you should see a difference in the Postal Service. But I'm going to say this to you. That ruling wouldn't affect me. I don't consider not working on any day because of religious reasons. I put that like that. But if you are a person that observes religious days and you not working on those days helps you with your religious faith, then you got to be aware that Supreme Court ruling, and now you have to push that with the Postal Service. Last but not least, I'm not happy with the Supreme Court's decision on reducing or relaxing affirmative action. I think there should be no affirmative action if everyone would play right. See, if everybody played the game right, we don't need affirmative action. All we need is here's the criteria, you meet it or you don't. But since they're not, hey, that was the podcast today. And I'll talk to you next week. And again, I'm going to continue to give you a plethora of different topics. But everything we talk about on this show is relevant. Have a great day.